This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Okay. All right.
Uh-oh.
What's that? Is that part of the song?
No. They're getting closer.
What is that? That's hurting my ears.
Wolves.
Wolves?
The wolves are getting closer to downtown Denver.
Wait, can you turn that
very
down?
Dangerous. It's not sound effects. That's real.
Oh, really?
Yes. I taped that this morning. I put a microphone outside the studios.
Because they can track. Here's the thing. They can track them, but they won't tell us what time they tracked them or anything like that because they don't want people to shoot them.
There's a story out this morning that the wolves, and you're going to have to look this up, Spadil, but the wolves are getting close to Metro Denver. We released these things out there because I guess we didn't have wolves. We put them out there, and they didn't think they would come toward the city. Well, they were wrong. They're coming our way.
So they're in Denver?
Yeah.
Really?
No, Jamie, I'm telling you, they're on 16th Street Mall. You can't even go down there without being mauled.
Really?
I'm telling you.
Wow.
Spadil, will you read this story? Because I'm telling you, they're downtown.
Well, the headline says, Colorado's gray wolves edge closer to Denver metro area.
Yeah. Jamie?
I am paranoid about the cougars. If you will. The cougars and the bears are not, I'm not real thrilled about that situation in Colorado.
I'm with you.
Yeah, so I don't need to think about wolves.
No, they didn't expect, according to what I saw yesterday, they didn't expect them to come that close to Metro.
Well, they're closer to you because they're getting closer to the Jefferson County border. Ha ha.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like the foothills area.
Yeah.
I don't know about this wolf release program they had.
I don't even want to get started.
Mr. Polis. I don't know about this, man. You got farmers out there. They're bitching.
Well, the amount of money we've had to pay out to farmers for their stuff that got killed.
And what good has it done?
It just makes me afraid to take out my trash cans.
I mean, when Jamie gets attacked and one of these beasts grab her by the neck one morning when she's taking out the trash, we're going to sue your pants off, Mr. Polis.
And I don't even know, what eats wolves? What's their predator?
Bears.
Are you sure?
Hey, you're just making
that. Yeah, I feel like you just threw that
you
out there.
I was just trying to think of something that could kill a wolf.
I mean, it might be cougars.
I was going to say cougars.
I don't think a cougar can. A wolf is big.
I know.
Wolf's bigger than a cougar.
Bears. It says bears and mountain lions.
Well, that was a good guess then.
I would have guessed lions or it's got to be a big cat, man.
Well, adult bears are generally something apex predators with few natural enemies. Some bears, especially cubs, can be preyed on by wolves. Wait a minute.
Wait, hold on.
That's
the other way around.
The wolves eat the bears. Oh, boy.
Spadil, are you sure you graduated?
No, it says bears, particularly grizzly bears, can compete with wolves for prey and territory.
We don't have grizzlies, though.
We're getting closer.
Oh, my God. No. Okay, here it is. All right. It says mountain lions. Cougars can prey on lone and weak wolves, and they also compete for the same prey. So it might be, I don't know. It doesn't really say anything kills them.
Yeah.
The only thing we know for sure is a cougar, a 40-year-old housewife. She can take them down, man.
Right. And the man has to be weak and alone.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.